USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. intelligence officials are investigating what appears to be two missiles or rockets landing inside Poland near the country's border with Ukraine. The strikes raising the alarm of potential Russian targeting of a NATO member. During Tuesday's press briefing, State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel says officials are working to learn more.
We, of course, are ready to stand with our NATO allies and partners, but I want to, again, be very clear that we do not want to get ahead of hypotheticals. We do not know what has happened yet. We have seen reports out of Poland. They, of course, are incredibly concerning, and we're working with our partners in the Polish government and our NATO partners to get more information and to assess.
Dozens of individuals are speaking at Daryl Brooks' sentencing on Tuesday after he was convicted of driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year. Speaking at the sentencing hearing is Bill Mitchell, a victim of the attack.
I turned around and saw a headlight, and then I was hit. I didn't see the driver, and I didn't see the type of vehicle. I flew over the hood and ended up on the ground with 8 broken ribs, bruised lung, fractured hand, finger, and my face was slashed open in several places, requiring stitches.
Brooks will face 6 mandatory life terms when Judge Jennifer Doro sentences him on Wednesday. A key measure of inflation shows prices may be starting to cool. The producer price index increased by 0.2% in October, half of what analysts were expecting. As for the year-over-year number, it went up by 8%. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 56 points to close at 33,592. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Former President Donald Trump claims he will be making a special announcement Tuesday night, and some speculate it might be a bid for president. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he'll be paying attention.
I think we accomplished a lot of good things when Donald Trump was president, and if he's the nominee, I'll enthusiastically support him. But I also think that we're going to have a process, we're going to have a primary, we're going to have a debate. That's the way the political process works.
Heartbroken. That's the word used by University of Virginia President Jim Ryan when speaking on the horrific mass shooting on campus. Ryan said he's devastated by the violence and he's holding all of the victims and their families in his heart. A student opened fire Sunday night, claiming the lives of 3 young men and injuring a pair of others. Tuesday, the GOP is expected to hold leadership elections. However, some Republican leaders object to the election and want to hold off until the runoff election in Georgia is complete. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox Business Network that his party needs to unify and come together to take back the House.
We've got we have our own tussle going on right now in the House of Representatives, getting our leadership elected. But at the end of the day, we need one more seat so that we take the gavel from Nancy Pelosi. We get subpoena power.
Please remember, you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.